This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm not going to take a shot at his age, but he walks into the special teams meeting, and I'm like, oh, we got a new coach. And then I'm like, wait, that's Matt Prater.
First time I seen him, I was like, is that a coach? And he comes out here, man, and he's a great dude. Comes out here, kicks a game-winning field goal. He's special, and I'm just happy to have him here with us.
The oldest guy in the world, ain't he?
I'm thankful for him. I'm glad that somebody could come in on Thursday and help us big, because every piece matters, and he came in, he understood the assignment, and he got the job done.
Down to 3 seconds, here's the snap, hold is down, kick on the way, and it is good! And Matt Prater, in his first game as a Buffalo Bill, has won the ball game here in week one. The Bills were down by 15 in the fourth quarter. They come all the way back to win the game at the gun with a 32-yard field goal for a 41-40 victory.
This song always hits. The young kids say slaps. I believe now.
Yeah,
Are we still saying slaps?
I was going to say slaps.
Maybe
but
we
I thought
don't say slaps.
You
anymore.
Would say that I was trying to be too young, so I was going to hits.
It hits.
Yeah.
Matt Prater. He is old, as you heard there. Matt Prater. So Josh Allen is his quarterback last night in his most recent field goal. His starting quarterback, the first field goal he ever made in his career.
All right.
Ready for it?
Yeah.
Joey Harrington.
All right. Not bad.
07 Falcons.
Matt Prater.
Yep.
Hey, Matt Prater.
Warwick Dunn was his running back.
Love it. You love to see it. It's Buffalo Bills Football Monday. It's a Victory Monday. It's brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Maybe you're waking up. Maybe you slept till 8 a.m. You're like, what?
They won?
Yeah, they won 41-40. One of the craziest comebacks in the league's history. Down 15 points, less than 4 minutes to go. Win in regulation. You've got two-point conversions. You've got a defense to talk about. You've got an offense to talk about. You got Derrick Henry's fumble. Lots and lots going on. They got a couple of breaks along the way. They got killed in the run game. They got, I mean, the Ravens threw it all over them, and still they found a way. They find a way to win. There'll be an awful lot of McDermott used the phrase resulting when talking about, he was asked about Harbaugh punting there. Like, you might be resulting. He's a good coach. The game itself is an example of resulting. Like, we've got plenty of people like, oh, this and that and this and that. Like, on a 4th-and-2, they had a pass tipped from one player to another player to score a touchdown.
Yeah.
To get within one score rather than be down 15 with 3 minutes left without the ball. So, hey, whatever. You just got to win. You got to find a way. And maybe you think it's the start of a magical season. It's an incredible send-off for Highmark for the final opener, and we're talking about it with you at 803-0550.
I'm going to be thinking about that game a lot. If they go on to be the one seed and they have a better record than the Ravens, and the like Imagine divisional round, even wild card round, but divisional round, obviously more likely. And the Chiefs are playing the Ravens.
And it's because of that game.
It's because of that game?
Yeah.
Like, you won by one game. Maybe you tied them, and you had the tiebreaker. And, oh, guys, we're getting ready for the Steelers this week in the divisional round. And Baltimore's playing Kansas City the day before. Like, man, if Coleman doesn't catch a tipped pass or Harbaugh doesn't punt on 4th and 2, whatever it is, 4th and 3, we would have been in that game. It could be a huge difference.
Yep.
But there's obviously,
it'll
be a ton of games here in front of them. And
it's the karmic justice for the fumble into their own end zone against Minnesota that cost them the one seed that year. Wow, whatever.
The Hail Murray.
Right, another. Wow, game of the year. Sorry, the Bills lost it.
Yeah.
Finally, the game of the year goes their way. And Ed Oliver, AFC Defensive Player of the Week. Josh Allen, AFC Offensive Player of the Week.
Yep.
Matt Prater, Special Teams Player of the Week. I don't know who that is going to be.
Did someone ever return touchdown or something?
You know who it might be? It might be Chris Boswell, Steelers, 60-yard field goal to win for Pittsburgh. Anyway.
Oliver, though, like, just for me, it's just that was the best game of his career.
Yep.
He's been here a long time. Like, this is his 7th season in the league. And I wasn't even really kidding when I tweeted yesterday after he made the sack on Lamar Jackson in the first quarter of Week 1. And I said, like, that might be the biggest play of Ed Oliver's career. I wasn't even kidding. Just like, what's the score to beat? And he beat that later in the game. Like, there's no doubt, 7 years, 93 games with the Buffalo Bills, a top 10 pick, and you have that matchup, that spot, that running back, and he blasts through the guard and then rips it out of his hands. I mean, there's no doubt that's the best play of his Bills career. No doubt. It's not even close.
803-0550. Get your calls in on what you saw, what you felt. You were there. Quick, also on the scoreboard, in the tailgates, Bills Mafia dominated the tailgate, as usual.
Yeah.
An incredible tailgating scene. The weather was amazing.
We were out in front of the new stadium by the Bills store. The new stadium was right in front of us. We got a nice little crowd there right before kickoff as people were walking in, so that was fun. Weather was perfect. Weather was perfect. It was like 55 at kickoff, 58 at kickoff.
Yep. Dennis in Lockport. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Great show. It was a great game. Victory day. Love it. Hey, just a couple of things. Maybe you guys can answer this. Was that the first time we beat Travis Henry in regular season? Because I know when he was the Titans, he kind of owned us then, too. And so that was a question for you guys.
The other thing, Henry.
I'm sorry.
They definitely did. I mean, there was a Duke Williams touchdown where they beat him.
There's a game here 2-3 years ago where the Bills dominate like 42-14.
I think there's a couple. There's a couple.
Okay. Then the other thing is, why does McDermott keep being consistently going for 2 points when we didn't need the 2 points yet, the conversions? And at least if you're going to go for them, hey, the one where Coleman went up to go get it, he got mugged and then doesn't say a word. And it's like, why put yourself in that position if you got, you know, okay, so it's 7, you know, it's an even game consistently going through.
Yeah.
Not where now we have an odd amount because he's done that a few times. I never could understand it. After that, I'll wait for your guys' comments. So it was a good game other than that.
Thanks, Dennis. There's a couple different scenarios here. First off, I hated the throw to Coleman on that 2-point conversion. Like at the 1-yard line, you're throwing a back shoulder jump ball fade, and the ball was not nearly high enough. We've seen that a couple times where that happened in Seattle, right? Seattle, Coleman doesn't come up with one of those throws, and he points to Allen like, put that thing on the roof. And then the next drive, he catches one over Tariq Woolen. So, all right, I'm going to dip into conversions for a minute here.
Sure.
They're down 14 when they go for their first conversion, 2-point conversion.
This, at the 1.
Yes, that's why they did it, because it's at the 1. And then they don't get it because Coleman runs out of bounds.
But did you see what I was frustrated with in that moment was, okay, you're deciding to go for it because instead of being on the 2, you're on the 1. They called a play like they were on the 2.
I know.
There's no difference in that play call from the 1 to the 2. The only, if you're on the 1, sneak it. Sneak it side you want. Run the ball. If you're going to go empty shotgun, then what's the difference between being on the 1 or the 2-yard line?
Can we have a conversation about their version of the tush push?
Well, they didn't tush push yesterday.
Right. They just
did sneaks.
Right.
Yeah.
Are they not going to do tush-push because McDermott was a champion all offseason about how it might get your quarterback hurt, so now they're on to regular sneaks?
Maybe.
Because their short yardage yesterday, Allen ends up reaching over and getting the touchdown.
Jumping over the top.
But it took them three tries from the one to get in.
Right.
And I might want to go back to pulling out an old favorite of mine. Hey, if you want to run the quarterback sneak, what if instead of bringing all of the people to where the ball is, you run that out of a spread?
Yeah.
Why invite every single defender to the ball?
Yeah.
And try to run it through them?
Did you see how, was it the Chiefs on Friday night? Was somebody in one of these, either Thursday or Friday night game, that uses their tight end? That's why I'm thinking it was the Chiefs.
Yes, it was.
I'm trying to remember who it was. The Chiefs will do this with a tight end, but for some reason.
Was it Will Disley that did it?
Who's got Tyler Conklin? It was the Chargers.
Yeah, okay.
The Chargers did it. And they're in spread. Herbert's in the shotgun. And it's fourth and one. And the tight end comes in motion. He takes the snap from under center.
Uh-huh.
So what has happened there? You've got the Chiefs spread out, and they're doing exactly what you've said. They're just not having the quarterback do it.
Right.
So that would be a way to execute that.
After the AFC Championship game, I don't know how I feel about the Allen sneaks. They do not feel as automatic as they have. Anyway, so the first two-point conversion, the Bills are down 14 points. This is something, it's the second half of this game. It's already in the third quarter. You'll see teams do this more and more. This one is an analytics kind of darling move. You're down two touchdowns. Go for two,
yep.
Especially at the one-yard line. The idea is if you don't get two, you'll have another opportunity to get two, and the chances are you'll get one of those. And from the one, your odds are even better. Later on in the game, they go for two when they're down 15.
Yeah.
And that's a spot where the reason you do that is because you're going to need a two-point conversion at some point.
Mm-hmm.
You need a touchdown and a touchdown and a two. This one, you don't have to be an analytics darling. You don't have to have a spreadsheet. This is just simple. I need a conversion. Why don't I see if I get it here? Because I don't want to find out that I'm not going to get that two-point conversion with 2 minutes left. I want to know I don't get it with 10 minutes left, which is exactly what the Bills did. So they're down 15. They're down – what's the math on this, Joe? They're down
15. That gets them to 9 when they don't get it.
Right, 9.
Yeah.
So what happens when you're down 9?
Is that the Coleman fade, by the way?
Maybe. When you're down 9, you as the Bills can say, we have to be a lot more aggressive here because we didn't get the two.
Yeah.
So now we need still – two possessions to do it. And then, of course, how many conversions were there? Baltimore missing the extra point was probably a big deal.
That helped.
Right?
Yep.
So, anyway. John in Rochester. Hey, John, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Who had on their Bills bingo a week ago? Matt Prater wins it for the Bills. So, I don't think Matt Prater, the only person on the Bills team that can pre-board their team plane. So, it's amazing what happened. Now, I will admit I was one of those people who went to bed last night. So, yeah, there's only so many times you can have your heart broken, especially on this special day for this stadium. So my son wakes me up. I'm asleep on the couch. And he's like, you'll never believe what just happened, and lays it out in front of me. And then curses me because I had Josh Allen on my team, and it trounced him by 30 some odd points.
Wait, John, one second. He woke you up after the game was over?
He woke me up as soon as it was over,
wow.
Knowing that it would probably be asleep anyways. So
he didn't wake you up like when they've got the ball, Allen gets the ball down two with two minutes left.
He was too busy watching, and he doesn't live with us anymore.
It's a phone call.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Gotcha. Yeah. So sorry.
A little different. Okay. Yeah.
So I watched it this morning, and to me, one of the most important plays of this season happened in episode one of Hard Knocks. That interaction between him and Josh Palmer, when he says, hey, go out for one more, and he hits him on that route. Now, it's a little bit different in Hard Knocks because the pass is over his right shoulder. But it was just, he had so much, as soon as I saw it, I was like, that's the pass he worked on with Hard Knocks. And I was just amazed at the game. It was amazing. And honestly, I was amazed how great Jackson is. I mean, to think that somebody who went to Yale and then transferred to Georgia Tech would be that great in a game late, it was amazing. Oh, Jackson Hawes.
Jackson Hawes. Thank you for bringing up Jackson Hawes, because I'd like to bring up a point here. Thanks, John, for the phone call.
And, thank you.
Glad you're happy today. Let's, for a moment, every once in a while we like to do this. Like, what we got last night was Josh in comeback mode. And It used to be that we'd say, like, you know, he says he's going to be careful out there. He's going to be, I'm going to take care of my body. And then he jumps over a linebacker. Or, you know, screw it. Matt Collins is down there somewhere. He's going to wing it. What did Josh Allen do yesterday? He threw a wheel route to that should have been a touchdown to Ty Johnson.
Great throw.
Great throw. Not caught by Ty Johnson, who's a really good pass-catching running back. And then, of all the players, you might think, hey, I got somebody up the seam here. Who is that? That's Jackson Hawes.
Mm-hmm.
He's a tight end that's on this team. He's a rookie. And the Bills, when they drafted him, they don't talk about how he can catch.
It's like, no.
Yeah, who cares? We don't even care. The Bills talked about him like it didn't even matter if he had hands. Like, you don't understand. His blocking is so good, he is worth this. And what does Josh Allen do? He sees a guy down the field. He's going to throw the ball down the field. I still think at his core, Allen wants to rip the ball down the field. And the early stages of this game, he drops back. He can't find anybody. He can't find. And as it gets on later and later, Palmer with one, Coleman on the last drive, Hawes down the seam.
Yeah. How about that? That play, by the way, I asked earlier in the show, like, what is he even doing out there? The Bills, that's right after, that's the first play after the Henry fumble. First play after the Henry fumble. They come out. Allen in the shotgun, Coleman's out left, and then they have three tight ends on the field. That's why he's out there on the field. And he's the one who runs up the seam.
Mm-hmm.
Of all, like, I don't know that that play is designed for him. In fact, actually, this is actually funny. I'll screenshot this. Keon Coleman is standing at the 25-yard line. He's legitimately, I'm not even exaggerating, he's waving his hands. Like, I'm open. And Josh is locked onto his third-string tight end who's running down the field.
Because what's he want there?
It's incredible.
Because they get the ball back, and Josh, what's he think? I want a touchdown.
He's going for
this
it.
This is the same, I mean, whatever. Like,
I'll screenshot. It's like, it's a perfect.
We're stepping into his head and kind of projecting and maybe making guesses, but that's the same Allen that against the Chiefs looks for Shakir to go, like, I want the touchdown now, right? Diggs comes across. He ignores Diggs, like, I want that guy. That's the guy going to the end zone. And that's what he does on that play. I want the guy going to the end zone. Jackson Hawes with the biggest catch of the game. Who knew that was coming? 803-0550. Bob in Syracuse. Hey, Bob. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. So, like, when I was watching the game, especially towards the end, the couple things that I was thinking is, this is a really, really good team we're playing, and probably the best secondary defender in the NFL, and yep. Kyle Hamilton. I was so pleased with, you know, the way Allen played. I thought he probably had one of his best games as a Bill. But I think importantly, what I really liked was the fact that the Bills were able to match physicality, especially on the offensive line with the Ravens, because this is one of the best teams in the NFL. So I wasn't too upset that we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay this season. For them to come back and win that game was a bonus. But my concerns, obviously, I'm thinking, you know, what can this team do defensively to get better as the season goes? Obviously, it's going to be getting Harrison back. They're going to have him be productive because they're lost at the other quarterback, because obviously they are not confident at all in Ingram. Strong definitely struggled. I thought Benford had a rough game, too. I thought we were benefited by not having Likely in there, because one of the big things that the Ravens do is utilize their tight ends, and there was absolutely no tight end play from the Ravens. So
they're down their best tight end. Yeah.
So my question is, I don't think we can go, and I don't mean to be critical because it was an awesome game, but I don't think we can go the whole season with the safety combination with Rapp and Bishop. I really think we need to do something, and I'm really hoping that we can grab Peppers. And I thought maybe the reason why they restructured Deion was to be able to see if we could sign Jabril Peppers. I think he would be a huge addition to this secondary, especially against the run. We are going to struggle all year if we have this safety combination. Let you guys comment. Appreciate you taking the call.
Thanks, Bob. Leading into the game, like, the safety room is, you know, we have our questions about it. At corner past Benford, right now, they had a rough, whatever, they have a rough go. My prediction going into the game, you know, we had our pregame show, and then I'm back at the tailgate, and everybody wants to chat about it. Like, what do you think? And my prediction, the only thing I thought would happen in this game was, I think Lamar's going to do whatever he wants throwing the ball. Mm-hmm. That's something I thought would happen. Now, does that have to be the case going forward next week? Justin Fields, Tua, Spencer Rattler?
I don't think so.
Like
Who's the next quarterback that you would really expect that?
Drake from? May?
He looked fine yesterday, right, fine. But he didn't look like he's going to do that.
The good news is the Bills
after they play Mahomes in Week 9.
That's right. After winning this game, they have a chance here to kind of start putting it together. They have a lot of new faces on that defense. A lot of those new faces did not play. So I kind of want to give it time. Could they be looking for help at safety? Yes. I think they still could. And I don't know if Bishop did much to convince them that he's going to be on the right track. But there's going to be like a six-week run out here to figure things out. Deadline, guys getting healthy, guys coming back. Not every team is going to be able to do what Baltimore did. And if you're the Bills and you're looking at the schedule, if you're us looking at the Bills schedule and say, like, well, when's their next game they'll be challenged? Baltimore is a good to great team that gave the Bills all they had and probably feels like they should have won the game.
Yeah.
And arguably should have won the game. But the next team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Team that can challenge the Bills like that when Josh Allen is in a situation where he's allowed to kind of just be that version of himself, like, good luck. Who's keeping up? Lamar kept up, and if Lamar got the ball again, maybe he would have. But
I mean,
nobody else going to keep up.
That they are the Bills right now are their Chiefs.
Yeah,
they keep playing them and probably feel like they should be winning these games. And I would imagine that the quarterback's not getting the heat, at least for that loss last night. It's going to be the coach. How could you let that happen? Harbaugh. That's who they're going to be pointing at.
803-0550. Chris Brown, when we get back, we also have Jackson Hawes on that play. I'll play here to the break. Here's Jackson Hawes talking about that very play we were just talking about. The first
play. Coleman's waving his arms open.
Down the seam right after the Henry fumble. It's who's down there? Oh, yeah, it's Jackson Hawes.
Yeah, I mean, so we're kind of running like a little seam read with me, and then Dawson kind of has this little out pump. He's going to go out and up, and kind of our goal is to, you know, if it's, you know, single high, I'm going to be kind of right up the top of the numbers, and we're kind of trying to high low the corner. When we usually run that in practice, kind of the corner grabs me and then it leaves kind of Dawson open. I didn't see what Josh saw, but I mean, he made the right read. So
but you're supposed to be the blocking tight end.
That's exactly what I've been thinking, and that's kind of probably why I'm a lot more in shock than I, you know, someone else who's making that grab is. I'm going to be ready to make a play if coach wants me to.
Chris Brown's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, Get started at northwest.com by Northtown Volkswagen, Western New York's number one VW dealership. Shop online at northtownvw.com and by the Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact footwear and apparel for hardworking men and women.
Here's the snap. Four-man rush. Allen back to pass. Looking over the middle. He's got Hawes, who pulls it in and is down to the one-yard line.
One of the highlights of the game brought to you by Northland Workforce Training Center. Train for what's next. Joining us on the Western Hotline, Mr. Chris Brown, who had the call of that game late into the night. And maybe, Chris, you're feeling like the rest of everybody else is, waking up still in disbelief of what we watched. The general consensus is, wow, what a game, what a performance, and what an opener for Highmark Stadium's last season.
Yeah, that one was a showstopper. I don't think there's any question about it. And, you know, the truth is a lot of people didn't think it was going to happen because they left. There's a fair amount of people that exited early. And, look, I get it. People got to work on Monday. But if you left, you missed one of the all-timers. I mean, I know I've talked to you, Jeremy, and Sal and Eric and I were talking about it on the roundtable about, you know, best season openers. And mine's always been the 2003 opener against the Patriots that they won 31-0. Brady throws four interceptions. Lawyer Malloy is a Bill, not a Patriot. All the things that were in that game, and that might have to move over. This might beat it.
Yeah, I mean, to have watched the game, and there's so much to get out of it, of course, and, you know, Sean McDermott and the coaching staff can get back in and go through what went wrong and what went right, but to do all that after a win over one of the NFL's best teams, I mean, it really, Chris, it comes down to like a bit of a coin toss in these two teams, and I'm sure both teams are talking about we're gonna see them again, so, you know, keep it in perspective, we're going to see them again, but it sure feels a lot better to do that after a win.
Yes, and I think maybe the most important thing in that equation is by the end of the season, you know, with the player development that this coaching staff has as a skill, a requisite skill, I think we can anticipate that the defense will be decidedly better as well. Make no mistake, Baltimore's offense remains a machine. I mean, they print yards, you know, like printing presses print newspapers. It just happens, and it rolls. And it's frightening. But when you have 17, you have a chance to overcome that. You know, we knew this was going to be a defense that was going to learn as it goes. There were going to be, you know, some kinks in the chain in certain games here through the first half of the season. But I have full confidence that, you know, this coaching staff will round this defense into form because there's more talent on it than it had last year. And the next time they have to see the Ravens, I think the defense will be a much better unit.
That was maybe the most surprising part of it at the end, Chris, was not that. I mean, Allen got rolling. The defense looked so incapable of stopping them, and they got the couple of stories. It's two punts. It's a turnover. So I'm not saying like they'll have that much success the next time they play them, but one could hope that they started to figure a couple of things out.
Right. And, you know, Sean McDermott gave credit to Joe Brady, obviously, for play calling down the stretch, but he also gave credit to Bobby Babbage because there were some good calls late. They loaded up to stop the run there when, you know, the game got close. They knew that the Ravens were going to try to kill the clock with Derrick Henry, so they just made an all-out effort and had like 9 or 10 in the box. And for whatever reason, the Ravens played right into their hands with that. And then, you know, Ed Oliver with a giant play. He was easily the defensive player of the game. I was, you know, and that's what's going to be the narrative in Baltimore, guys, because John Harbaugh has more than his fair share of double-digit leads blown for losses. And look, when you coach as long as John Harbaugh has, you're going to have some of them. I just think he has an inordinate amount of those. And that's what's going to be under the microscope down there for them, because that is a machine-like team that wins with alarming efficiency. And look, We're going to blink our eyes. They're going to be 10-2 in like 3 months. But that's a problem, and it's kept them from getting past Buffalo the last two times they've played them.
Yeah. Yeah. Chris Brown joining us on the Western Hotline recapping the game. You know, along the way, the passing game, Chris, let's talk about that, because early on they kind of couldn't get anything going down the field. Felt like
whether it's lack of separation or lack of seeing what's there, the second half, Allen starts to kind of just create on his own. And he's, to my eye, he's rolling out, he's leaving the pocket, not so much because he felt pressure, but just so he could buy his receiver some more time. And we saw Josh Palmer come up with a play, Keon Coleman, Jerry Ostrowski referred to as a garbage man. Like, he was there for everything that Allen needed, and the Bills end up getting some big plays from their receivers.
Yeah, they did. First half was a rough go. It was almost as if it took them a little bit longer to settle into the game. You're right, though. Josh made a lot of those plays off script, but I will say on one of those final drives, the absolute seed he threw to Josh Palmer was ridiculous. The ball's out of his hands before Palmer's even out of his break. Palmer turns his head around, and the ball's in his hands. I still remember Emmanuel Sanders, you know, when he played for this team for the one season, when he said, I've never been with a quarterback like this, and he's been with a lot of good quarterbacks, he said, but the precision, he says, is insane because I turned around on a route and the ball was already in my hands before I really saw it. I just put my hands up and the ball was there, and it looked like that with Josh Palmer last night on that play down the sideline on the deep out. And then, yeah, Keon Coleman, you know, this is what I think Brandon Bean saw in Keon Coleman, a guy capable of not just being a big man receiver and making big man plays, you know, open when he's covered kind of guy, making jump ball receptions. But this is a guy that will somehow manufacture plays for you when nothing is going right. And, guys, that's fourth down.
Yeah.
That's fourth down in the end zone. You know, and Dawson Knox tips the ball and Keon Coleman is just in the right spot. But I talked to him after the game in the locker room. I said, you're just trying to stay alive for your quarterback, right? You're running to the same side of the field as him, the scramble drill. He's like, yeah. He goes, I was just worried Khalil was going to try to catch it because yeah. He was the receiver in front of him. He said, I was just like, oh, my God, don't touch it. I'm behind you. But, I mean, seven catches, 95 yards, touchdown in the second half alone. That's an encouraging sign of things to come for Coleman. And it's a lot of what we saw, guys, in training camp and even in the joint practice in Chicago. He has the capability to be dominant. And while I don't think he was dominant in the way a traditional number one wide receiver was last night, you look at the stat sheet at the end of the game and you're like, man, they got an awful lot of production out of him.
Yeah, and the play he gets tackled on to set up the game-winning kick, on that play, I mean, the guy ultimately does get him, just a shoestring tackle, but that's Coleman showing something else that we're still waiting to see more of, which is yards after catch. He got a little bit of the separation there, and Chris, the movie dropped on that guy. That guy's falling down, grasping at air, and just gets him, and I'd imagine we're going to see more of that from Coleman, too. Like after the catch, he's really good in that department.
Yeah, and he feels, and he's cool as a cucumber, guys. I mean, he scores a touchdown, hands the ball to the official, you know, makes a big play. It's no big deal. Like, he's just a flat line, even keel. I mean, he's playing intense football, but it does not move his heart rate, if you know what I mean. Because I asked him last night, I said, have you ever been in a game this wild? And he looked at me, he goes, man, you're asking me about a lot of games now. But then, of course, he said, yeah, I don't think there was one as wild as this one. And I do have to tell you guys, I talked to Joey Bosa in the locker room after the game. I don't know if I've seen a happier 10-year veteran after a season opening game than Joey Bosa, who basically told us that when he got into the locker room, he thanked every single player on offense because he thought their performance giving up 40 points was ridiculous on defense. And he said, I've been in a lot of these 3-point games, 1-point games. He goes, I don't remember winning too many of these. He goes, so I'll be happy now. We have a lot to clean up, but oh my God, that was amazing.
Yeah.
he was so happy.
I mean, he comes from a franchise where they're almost always on the opposite end of that game, aren't they?
Yep.
The Chargers. That end of game sequence, Chris, when you guys are calling the game in the moment, was there any question about what Harbaugh did there? Because the Bills' execution was so perfect at that field goal. Once Coleman gets the first, like, you can't stop the Bills from running it down. Like, when I saw that, I thought, man, you're doing the Bills a favor, giving them time to catch their breath and make sure that they're all organized.
Yeah, and I think John Harbaugh is worrying about his team first. That defense was completely gassed. They had nothing left. They were so exhausted. They were, 11 guys out of 11, hands on hips. They were wiped out. So I think that was what the root of that decision was. I call into question more the offensive series when they're up two. Mm-hmm. I almost felt like that team was playing to kill the clock, up 2 points. And it's like, yes, you want to kill the clock, but you got to get a first down, guys. Like, this just in, you have to get a first down because you can't give them the ball back in a 2-point game. The Zay Flowers end around, I understand, you know, you're expecting the Bills to pack it in between the tackles to stop Henry, so you're trying to get a fast guy on the edge. But then he inexplicably slides down, I understand, to stay in bounds and try to run clock, but he got 0 yards. Mm-hmm. And now you're in a 3rd-and-9 situation, and that's tough to get, you know, especially with the way the Bills' defense was playing at that very moment. I just thought that whole series was an absolute disaster for the Ravens.
Chris Brown here for his weekly Buffalo Bills Football Monday appearance. We'll be listening to One Bills Live on the way today. And, Chris, we'll chat on Friday as well, as we're off to week two, which will have a tough time matching the energy from this one. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, we got to check on Garrett Wilson's availability, too. He got jacked up on the last play of the game by Jalen Ramsey. We'll have to see what his health is like this week.
Yep. Very good.
Take care, guys.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Brown's appearance brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Northtown Volkswagen, Western New York's number one VW dealership. Shop online at northtownvw.com. And by Lockport Outdoor Store, high-end pet gear for hardworking men and women. It's Buffalo Bills Football Monday. It's a victory Monday. I'm leaving today. I got license to leave early today.
You are driving.
Yes.
For a while, right?
I'm on the road for a while. I'll be back tomorrow. The plan's to be back tomorrow. Sal's coming up 9 o'clock. I'm going to process this game. So, happy Victory Monday, everybody. Back tomorrow. Joe's going to keep holding it down. Sal's coming up top of the hour. Bills win 41-40, and it's Victory Monday on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Allen back to pass, and there is no one rushing the quarterback. Fires, and it's complete to Kincaid. Did he get out of bounds with a second left? I thought he did.
Whenever you're trying to start a season as a coach, you know, it's important that you can win a close one, and because it helps the buy-in, and got a lot of new faces in that locker room, and guys got a chance tonight to experience coming together as a team for the first time and experience Buffalo, city of winners.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott 41-40. We'll take more of your phone calls coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Sal Capaccio joins the show as well. It's a Buffalo Bills football Monday. Time to go around the league in a dash. Brought to you by Dash's Market, serving Western New York for over 100 years. Shop the family of finer foods. So looking around the league, the story of the league for me, outside of the Bills-Ravens game last night, is Miami. And how bad. I thought for a moment during the preseason, like, surely it can't be as bad as it sounds, right? Like, you know, everyone's going too far, exaggerating the point. Like, sure, maybe they're having some problems in training camp. They were dominated by the Bears in a joint practice, and there's Tyreek Hill drama all the time. They didn't vote him as a captain after he'd been a captain for 2 years. And, you know, it's like nothing sounded good. But I'm like, maybe they'll show up in the regular season. Daniel Jones, and they'll look like the same old Dolphins, which are they'll beat bad teams and they'll lose to good teams. Oh, they didn't look like that at all. They were a disaster. They looked like a team that had already quit on the season the second the ball was snapped in week one. I don't know that I've ever seen a team looked more given up in a week one game than what the Dolphins looked like yesterday. Hill is getting into arguments with coaches on the sidelines. Tua's getting hit and fumbling the ball and throwing picks. Like, nothing looked good. The defense looks like it could be the worst in football. Daniel Jones is a provably terrible quarterback over 7 years, and he scored on every drive. Miami is so cooked. I think in 2 weeks, see how week two goes for them, but when the Bills play them in week three, if they destroy the Dolphins, I think McDaniel might not survive it. There's a chance of that. There's a chance, I think, that we're talking about that Thursday night game being, man, if the Bills really smoke them today, that the coach could be done. It's looked that bad, and I thought it looked as bad as you could imagine in the first game of the year. Other games really quickly, the Bengals, their week one woes continue. They were lucky to get out of that game. The Browns, the kicker missed an extra point. He missed a 36-yard field goal. They lost by one. The Bengals had 7 yards in the second half. We played our starters in the preseason. We're going to start better. They didn't start better. They got lucky because they played a bad Browns team who should have won the game anyway. Their kicker just messed it up. Best game of the day was Buccaneers-Falcons, by the way. That game was awesome. Drama late, back and forth. Penix diving in the goal line for a touchdown. The Bucs, though, able to pull it out. 803-0550 is the phone number. Sal Capaccio, when we return, we'll take some more of your phone calls as well on observations from last night's game. Sal's got his arrow up, arrow down column from last night that we'll touch on as well. And yeah, we'll keep talking about this historically amazing win the Bills had last night over the Ravens. It's Jeremy and Joe, Sneaky Joe and Sal coming in next here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.